From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1004th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Ernest Cobb.
Now when my baby said goodbye, I didn't sit around and cry, 'cause it wouldn't help, you can't hide from the blues. So I just went out on the town and did a lot of running round, singing goodbye sunshine, hello blue. Now I don't worry about tomorrow and all of those yesterdays are gone. Now there's nothing left to lose since I've been living with the blues, singing goodbye sunshine, hello blues. Oh, Grady Martin now. I don't worry about tomorrow and all of those yesterdays are gone. Now there's nothing left to lose since I've been living with the blues, singing goodbye sunshine, hello blues. Thank you. Thanks a whole lot, and welcome to our Grand Ole Opry. You know, it's our first broadcast in the new year, by cracky. And here's my good friend Grant Turner to tell us a little bit about who's on the show tonight.
Yes, sir. Great show it is, Ernest. Miss June Carter's with us, along with the Jordanaires.
And our good friend Chet Atkins and Old String Bean.
And Tommy Jackson, Ralph Sloan, and the Grand Ole Opry Tennessee Travelers.
And our special guest, Benny Martin. Well, sir, we'll have a song from Benny in just a few minutes, but right now it's time that we heard from our great quartet. So here they are, the famous Jordanaires, singing My Good Fortune, fellas.
I want to thank the Lord. I want to thank the Lord. I want to thank the Lord for my good fortune. For my good fortune.
Each time I feel him near, I know he dwells within. You can see without the Lord
just where I might have been. I want to give a shout. Stand right up and shout. I want to give a shout.
Yes, sir, the Jordanaires with My Good Fortune. And here at the Grand Ole Opry, we want to wish each and every one of you all the good fortune in the world for the coming year. And speaking of good fortune, that brings us around to our special guest for tonight.
He not only sings a great song, but he plays a mighty fine fiddle as well. So let's make him welcome right now. Here he is, Benny Martin. Oh, Benny, it's good to see you again, son. By the way, I know that you've been out on quite an extensive tour playing a lot of the cities throughout the country for a lot of the nice folks. Would you like to tell us a little bit about it, boy?
Well, Ernest, we have been out a long time. We've 51 days, to be exact. We've been out in the Northwest, all through from Cheyenne, Wyoming, Plum on out to Portland, Oregon, out into Tacoma, Washington, Seattle. And we met a lot of wonderful people who listened to the network portion of the Grand Ole Opry, and they wanted me to tell you and all the friends around the opera here a special Happy New Year to everybody.
Well, that's real wonderful, Benny, and we appreciate it. Sounds like you had a mighty good tour, too. But right now, it's time that you did a little singing for all of us here. So here he is, neighbors, our guest, Benny Martin, with one of his fine songs, I Saw Your Face in the Moon. Benjamin?
I saw your face in the moon. Oh, you threw a smile at me. You pretended you were happy, but in your eyes I could see you were hiding thoughts of bygone days you and I once knew. Oh, I could see your smile was fading with the gloom when I saw your face in the moon. I wanted so much to hold you, but I just can't get to you. I guess by now I'll go on dreaming and hoping you'll come back soon. For your sweet smile is driving me wild since I saw your face in the moon. My little honey, since I saw your face in the moon.
Well, Grant, you know the old year has ended and the new one has already begun. By the way, did you make any resolutions?
No, Ernest, I didn't. You see, I made one good resolution a good many years ago, and when New Year's rolls around, well, I just renew it.
Well, what resolution is that, Grant?
Well, never to smoke anything in my pipe but Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Oh, that's a good resolution for anybody, Grant. Anybody who wants the very most in smoking pleasure and enjoyment. Prince Albert is always fresh. And it's crimp cut, too, so it burns even and cool.
Yes, and because the PA folks have worked out a special process, they can lock in all the natural flavor and goodness of the fine tobacco.
Make it men like PA in an OCB paper. You know, it rolls easy and smokes mild and mellow with lots of good taste.
So, neighbors, if it's a tasty, cool, satisfying, comfortable smoke you want all through 1959, you take this smoking tip from me. You just make a resolution right here and now to always load up with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Well, so now here's our good friend Tommy Jackson, along with Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers, with some mighty fine fiddle playing and square dancing. Let's dance, everybody.
You're going on, dancing, meet your partner home. All you need a grievous moment,
Oh, me. Tommy does some mighty fine fiddling there. And Ralph and all the dancers did real good, too. They really cut a caper. Thanks so very much, everybody. Say, Grant, I noticed that you even got in on a little dancing there.
I sure did, Ernest. But now we won't talk about that. Let's talk about what's to come next on the show. You know, it's hymn time now. And seeing how this is the start of the new year, I thought it ought to be something special.
I agree with you, Grant, and a special hymn has been selected. It expresses the New Year's wish for each and every one of us here at the Grand Ole Opry, and for everybody in the theater audience, and for all our listeners, and for people all over the world. So if the Jordanaires will crowd up here and sort of help us along a little bit, we'd like to do Meredith Wilson's great number, one of my favorites. May the good Lord bless and keep you. May the good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away. May you find that long-awaited golden day today. May your troubles all be small ones, and your fortune 10 times 10. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
May you walk with sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see.
Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. Thank you. Thanks so much. And may I say sincerely that that wish truly came from the heart. And speaking of heart, you know, we've got a boy here on the show with us tonight who really puts his heart into whatever he does, especially when it comes to playing the guitar. Here he is to play his version of an old-time spiritual, Chet Atkins with Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. Chet Atkins and Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. Boy, that was great, Chet. You know something? Every time I hear you play, boy, you know, it makes me want to take this old guitar of mine and sort of bust it up for Kindlewood or something. Boy, I do for a fact. Well, now let's see what else we got on the show for you tonight. Let's see, we could have Oh, by golly, I almost forgot. It's time we heard from our little sweetheart of the hills, or the Ozarks, that is, the gabby little gabber. Here she is, always talking too much, Miss June Carter.
Ernest, you wouldn't know it just to look at me, and you all wouldn't either. But honest to goodness, Ernest, I've got a hole shot clean through my chest.
Wait a minute.
Plumb through. I've had a big hole shot right through there on the left side.
June, honey, wait just a minute, honey. If you had a hole shot right through there, through your chest, hon, that would run right through your heart, and you wouldn't even be here. You'd be dead now.
My heart was in the mouth at the time.
Oh.
It was up here. He didn't have nothing to do with it. Besides that, you all don't have to worry about me coming out here and messing up the stage and everything, because I ain't going to bleed till after the show's over.
June.
I'm not going to.
June, what do you mean you're not going to bleed? Honey, if you've been shot right through the chest there, you're bound to bleed.
No. I've got tired blood.
Oh.
And besides, the show's got to go on. Do you know the New Year's it's done got here, and I got a present. I got a fur piece.
Oh, you did?
Yes, sirree, buddy. A big old fur piece. Fox.
Fox? A silver?
No, it was a terrier.
Oh.
When I put on the dog, I really put it on, buddy.
You go all out, don't you? Oh, man.
Oh, well. You know, we went to a party, a big old New Year's Eve party, and we played ping pong.
Played ping pong?
Yeah, huh? That's where you knock the ball under the table. We just had all kinds of fun.
Now, wait a minute. Where's the fun come in, June?
Under the table. Down under. That's where we had the biggest part of it. You know, Ernest, I liked all the men. There was lots of men there. Yes, sir, there was men at that party.
Yeah,
That's why I liked it so.
June.
There was men all over the place.
I think I got the point. You like men, I gather.
No, I like men, I gather, is the way it is. You got it all mixed up.
The like mine, all
right. I like you, though, Ernest. Honest to goodness, you're handsome. Just look at you.
Oh, well, thank
you're handsome, and, you're terrific.
Thank you.
You've got vip and vim and vigor and vitality. And you've got all kinds of appeal that the girls like.
June, do you really mean that, honey?
No, but I had you live in there for a few minutes, didn't I? You're going to be in the movies, ain't you, Ernest?
Yeah, June, I am, honey.
Well, you know, I heard about that. I heard about you going to be in the movies, and I thought maybe me and you could make a movie together.
Me and you?
Yeah, us together. We'd do a movie. Uh-huh. Wait, don't you? A movie? Well, we could do a short then. A short would be good if we couldn't do a movie. A newsreel? Well, we could go down and get a 25-cent picture made if you want to. No, I tell you, Ernest, honest to goodness, I have a tough time. If you wasn't my old buddy, I don't know what I'd do, because they ain't many fellas that look at me here lately.
Now, June, now, looky, honey, don't take it that way, because...
No, I'm just a good old girl, that's all.
I know you are, honey, and just remember, in these good United States of ours, in fact, the world over, there's a man for every woman and a woman for every man.
Is that right?
That's a wonderful arrangement, don't you think?
Yeah, but I don't want to change it. I just want to get in on it, Ernest. That's all. We had this dancing contest. Me and Ernest did over at this place. We didn't start out in the dancing contest. It just kind of ended up that way, and I've got a poem about it here. The way it started, we wasn't really going to dance. I just got up from my seat, and I started in the goal, but Ernest reached and grabbed me with his big old bony toe. He jumped right up and threw his leg clean out of socket. Somebody threw a cigarette in his poor old hip pocket. I did a bip, I did a bop, and then I hit the floor. That's what I get for trying to dance with a Texas tuba four.
All kidding aside, June, did you and your boyfriend have a big time New Year's Eve?
Oh, Ernest, we sure did. You know, we had the best time ever, and it just cost him a quarter.
Just a quarter?
Yeah, that's all he had to pay my little brother to stay out of the parlor.
June, I wouldn't know anything about that, but I do know how pipe smokers can have a good time. Just load up their favorite pipe with mild and mellow Prince Albert and get the most comfortable smoke ever. PA's always fresh, and it's crimp cut, too. It's got that taste a smoking man lacks because of that special Prince Albert process locks in all the natural flavor of the fine tobacco. Making men like it, too, because it rolls easy and smokes cool and tasty.
Right. Now let's hear them sing about Prince Albert.
It's a natural taste, and that's a test. The proves Prince Albert's naturally best. Smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Well, sir, now it's guest time once more. So here's our good friend back with another fine song. One of his newer ones. Benny Martin with Border Baby. Benjamin, come on in, si.
Down along the Rio Grande, where the banks are white with sand, is a town of Juarez, Mexico. It's where I met the lady I call my border baby. I loved her and then I had to go. As I walked across the border, the more I've thought about her, I wondered if she'll ever think of me. When I go back to court her, if she's waiting at the border, then I know my border baby loves me too. I long to hold and kiss her once again on the banks of the river Rio Grande. We'll build a hacienda on the sand. Then I'll marry my baby from our borderland. I'm going back to Mexico and find the girl that I love so, the one that I call my border baby. It won't be long till there will be little wetbacks just like me. I'll be so happy with my border baby. Once again, on the banks of the river Rio Grande, we'll build a hacienda on the sand. Then I'll marry my baby from our borderland. I'm going back to Mexico and find the girl that I love so, the one that I call my border baby. It won't be long till there will be little wetbacks just like me. I'll be so happy with my border baby.
Ah, yes, sir. Benny Martin and Border Baby. Thank you, Benny, and thanks so much for being our guest tonight, buddy. Good to have had you.
It was my pleasure, Ernest.
Thank you so much. Well, sir, now it's time that we heard from another one of our Opry regulars, that tall, well-dressed guy from Kentucky, the old Kentucky wonder, String Bean, and Run, Rabbit, Run.
Well, rabbit in a pea patch picking up peas. Get away, rabbit, get away, please. Run, little rabbit, run, 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 little rabbit, run. Well, run, little rabbit, run, run. Yeah, and a kind of man, a big shotgun. Run, little rabbit, run. Well, rabbit jumped up and looked mighty wild. Dog took half a minute running for a mile. Run, little rabbit, run, 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 little rabbit, run. Yeah, kind of man, a big shotgun, run, little rabbit, run. Well, big-eyed rabbits look mighty bold. Yes, fine, it, I'm heading for my hole. Run, little rabbit, run, 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 little rabbit, run. Run, little rabbit, run, run. Yeah, kind of man, a big shotgun, run, little rabbit, run. Run, 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 little rabbit, run.
Thank you, String. Thanks a whole lot.
Say, Ernest, I don't want to interfere, but time is running close, and we want to hear that big number you recorded for the Deck of Folks not long ago. Here he is, neighbors, with his new release, Ernest Tubb and the Texas Troubadours, and What Am I Living For?
Oh,
What am I living for if not for you? What am I living for if not for you? What am I living for if not for you? Oh, nobody else, nobody else will do. What am I longing for each lonely night? To feel your lips to mine, to hold you tight. You'll be the only girl my whole life through. Oh, nobody else, nobody else will do. I want you close to me, that's all I know. I want you all the time, 'cause darling, I love you so. What am I living for if not for you? What am I living for if not for you? What am I living for if not for you? Oh, nobody else, nobody else will do. Oh, Buddy Emmons now. What am I living for if not for you? Oh, nobody else, nobody else will do. Thank you. Well, that just about does the job for this time, folks. You know, it sure was great having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. Next week, Don Gibson will be holding the reins, and he'll have Stonewall Jackson along as his special guest. Be listening then, won't you? Until then, this is Ernie Tubbs saying thanks a lot to everybody, and we'll see you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Hasn't been long since 1958 stepped aside to make room for 59. The turn of the year was kind of special this time for Camel cigarettes. When 1958 entered D.C., it marked the 10th straight year of Camel leadership as America's largest selling cigarette. Now, that's a pretty significant record, but even more significant are the reasons behind it. They're clear and compelling. The Camel blend of costlier tobaccos has never been equaled. You get more rich tobacco flavor, more easygoing mildness in Camels than in any other brand. It stands to reason the best tobacco makes the best smoke. That's just as true today with so many different brands on the market as it always has been. And so more people smoke Camels than any other cigarette of any kind. You ought to try the smoke that's number one today in the USA. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM. Affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.